service, which you may be accessible to you on your various devices. I have not paid if you use those devices to see what's there. But if you want to have a regular old-fashioned Shiur Torah Shabbat Peh, that's also good. You know, not everything has to be v'chsaf. Stand up, better. Okay. Today's topic, what's it called? The English version name is simple. Let's see. It's called, one second. Family planning and halacha. Okay. So we have to discuss generalities before we get to particulars. Okay. I think it's very important that we understand that, you know, particulars are very, very important, but the generalities are equally important. Let's take it back to the very beginning of the mitzvah. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Uruvu. Everybody knows that. And the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Yevamos, and I think it's not in these Makos, we should add it for the next time. And Mefurash Mishnah, Masechta Yevamos, of Samach Aleph in the base, Lo Yevatel Odni Piri Verivya, Elam Kayesh Lo Bonin. So for Beis Hillel, it's a boy and a girl, as we all know. Isn't it interesting? Let's have a boy and a girl. And once you have a boy and a girl, you have a right to be mevatel from Puruvu. Be mevatel. You did it already. So I'd like to infer that that's a minimum. Every child you have after a boy and a girl is a fulfillment of Puruvu. Except at the very beginning, you have to do it. We'll see these pratim, we'll see in a minute. And subsequently, we say that it's a nice thing, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but you have been exempted from, technically speaking, because you already have a boy and a girl. And that's why the question becomes, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Pru Uruvu? So, in order to see what the nature of the mitzvah of Pru Uruvu is, I guess you have to look and see what the Rambam says, what the Shulchan Aruch says. I don't know how much of the Shulchan Aruch we have over here in Siman Aleph. These Makoros are about technicalities and details, the ones that I have, not about the generalities, so you'll have to take it from on faith. The Rambam says, and it's quoted in the Halach in Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, that if a woman allows her husband to not fulfill the mitzvah of Ona, we read it next week's parashah, not this week, next week, Ona Salo Yigra, it's okay. That's when Shehoyu Lo Bonim Shekvah Kiyah Mitzvah Piri V'Rivya. Avalo Im Lo Kiyah Chayav Livo B'chol Ona Achiyu Lo Bonim. As it says, Pru Uruvu. In my opinion, what the Rambam is telling us is that the Maisa Mitzvah for which you get Tzchar like all the mitzvahs, we're learning Sukkah this year, so you take a lulav, it's a Maisa Mitzvah. You get Tzchar for it. What's the Maisa Mitzvah for which you get Tzchar for the first mitzvah of the Torah Puruvu? It's the Chiyuv of Ona. The person is with his wife, and there's a possibility of a child being born. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. And this Maisa Mitzvah applies from the Chir perspective until the point when he has a boy and a girl. If he has a boy and a girl, this obligation to perform this Maisa Mitzvah no longer applies. It's not that there has to be what we'll call in our language a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Yeah, the Kiyum is really fulfilled, a Kiyum of a boy and a girl. No. It's a mitzias of a boy and a girl that relate to you. Once that exists in the world, the Maisa Mitzvah of having fulfilling own on a regular basis is no longer incumbent upon you. As we said earlier, if you do it, it's a greater mitzvah. But it's not incumbent upon you. And that's why, believe it or not, if a person is not Jewish, wife's not Jewish, they have not Jewish children, and then they convert, Moses and Masechta Yevamos, that there's no Chiyuv Puruvu. So the Achronim ask, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Gemara is in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Kufo, shade, if he was not in a lucid state and he had matzahs, he ate it again. Because he wasn't the kind of the time when he was a Baruch Yuva. The guy is not a Baruch Yuva. What's going on over here? So my answer is, it's not the pshat. You have to have fulfilled the kiyum of mitzvah of pru revu and tepata you. No, b'metzias, you have a boy and a girl, they relate to you, you have fulfilled, you're in a situation where it's no longer an obligation upon you to have the bia b'chol ona to do the ma'aseh mitzvah of pru revu. What happens, Rabbosai? What happens in this situation, a very sad situation, where the children died? One of the children died, a boy and a girl, one of them died. So, what do you mean? I was already making the mitzvah. You chayiv again, says the Gemara. Why? Because it's always a chiyuv, except that once there's a boy and a girl, the chiyuv doesn't exist. Doesn't matter, on the one hand, if they were born and not Jewish, doesn't matter. It's still okay. If they're born Jewish and one died, then it's not okay. This is in complete contradiction to what the Minchas Chinuch says. This has to do again with what we're learning in this year in Sukkah, Mitzvah of Aveir. It says in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, you can be Yotze Pru Revu, you have a Mamzer. A Mamzer? It's like a Mitzvah of Aveir. So Minchas Chinuch asked the Kash, and he answered, well, you know what? The Bia is only a Heksha Mitzvah. The Mitzvah when the children are born. When they're born, at that point in time, there's no Aveir. If we're saying it's true, it's not so. This fellow, when he comes to Shemayim, he wants to come to the cashier to get his schar for the mitzvah approval, well, they won't give it to him. Yeah, the mitzvah of Aveira. Yeah, but the rabbi told me they don't have to do it anymore. That's true. The rabbi told you don't have to do it anymore. But you don't get any schar mitzvah. Oh. Interesting. The Minchas Chinuch has a kasha against the Tosfos of Baba Basra Daf Yud Gimel. What Tosfos of Baba Basra Daf Yud Gimel has the kasha as follows. The Gemara says that you're talking about a situation of a chatzi eved and chatzi ben chorin. He's a shif ben yochol, he's a bas chorus and a yochol. Frek Tosfos, esed ochol osa se. Answers Tosfos, no. The Los Haseh is the Hara, and the Haseh is the Gemar Biyah. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, no. The Haseh is only when the child is born, 9 months later. Not 9 seconds later. But if we're right, no, Tosfos is correct. The Maisa Mitzvah, which would be Doche, is the Gemar Biyah. And now we come to what's called this Abraham Bati. The Los Haseh, I don't think it exists in real life. A woman went to a bath, there was some zera floating around, she became pregnant. Don't expect that to happen in real life, although there's a discussion about it in the Gemara, and the Beis Shmuel quotes all kinds of midrashim about it. So the Beis Shmuel there says that if a man had a child from the Zamer Babati, then he's potter from Pru Revu, he gets a mitzvah for this. Yeah, well, maybe it's an Aveira, but not a mitzvah. The answer is, comes to Shammai and wants to cash in on his proof, well, they won't give it to him. But on the other hand, tells the rabbi, I had this in Samar Babati, so then, yeah, then they'll say, Samar Babati, the circumstance in which you don't have to have another child, because you were fulfilled proof in that sense. Fine. Rabbosai, what happened in the following situation? A Jewish man, unfortunately it's so common today, has a non-Jewish partner. His wife, common law wife, they want to call it legal wife. They have a child. Does that child count? If they're both goyim, it counts. What if he's Jewish and she's not? What do you say? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it doesn't count. Because there's no relationship, la halacha, between the father and the son. If they're both Goyim, then they're related to each other. If he's a Jew and the child is a Goy, they're not related. It's comparable to an Eved. Eved and Lo Chayis, the person that had a child but Avduso, so then we say there's no Puruvu, you have to start from scratch. Rabosai, I have the following serious problem. Serious problem. There are many situations in which a couple gets married, and to their chagrin, they discover that the woman's eggs don't work. They don't work. She has no eggs, the eggs don't work, whatever. So until now, no, too bad. Now there's something called a donor egg with IVF. Who heard of that? Raise your hand. Everybody knows about it. It's in the street. And then an egg is donated from a different woman, and they use the zera of the baal, and they press on the child, they put it into the woman's womb, and she has a baby 9 months later. According to Minchas Chinuch, there's no mitzvah, pruvu. Yes. Oh, I'm glad to see someone doesn't know what it's all about. Great. Baruch Hashem. Kedoshim to you. IVF means in vitro fertilization, to Rosh Hashanah. That means is that the woman has no eggs, so they take the husband's zera, and they get they're able to extract eggs now from another woman.
Non-Jewish woman?
Well, there are a lot of women in the world. There are many more non-Jews than Jews. So they take a non-Jewish woman, and they put her egg in the lab with the husband's zera, presto, they make a little baby, and they implant it in the Jewish woman, and 9 months later the baby is born. Is that baby Jewish or not Jewish? What do you say? It's not today's topic. My opinion is the baby should be considered not Jewish. Found the genetic mother, not the birth mother. Not everyone agrees with me. I'm not sure myself. He would do a ger of the chumra. Fine. So, if I'm right, it's a major problem. That means that the father, according to Michas Chinuch, did not fulfill Puruvu. And then you have to another problem. Hotsoa Zera Levatola. Because the man's Motzi Zera, which we think is usually a mitzvah gedola, in order to have a baby, not to what is an aver, it's a mitzvah. That's if the egg donor was Jewish. Or there's some cases where the husband and wife can only have, I know many such cases. Husband and the wife can't have a child naturally. They have to do that. That's a sure good. But according to the, it's not about told us to have a child. But if it's a non-Jewish egg donor, you're in trouble. So I wanted to suggest you're not in trouble. Maybe you should get a Jewish donor, but there's a difference to it. But this, why? Because the Tosfos in Masechta Yevamos, again, I don't know what's here. Remind me, Rabbi, we're going to add for some future events, other pages. No, not here either. I have Samach Beis and Aleph, where it says, Evan Ein Lo Chayis. Evan Ein Lo Chayis. Spectosis. What does it say? Chetzi Evan Chetzi Ben Chorin. This is Shifchen Yochol. This is Baschorin Yochol. And if he could marry the Shifch, it would be good. Why? He's not Chayim and Puruvu, and wouldn't be Potter if he lived with the Shifcha, because the Shifcha gave birth to a non-Jewish child. I quote those verbatim. V'yesh Loma. If I yochol lisa Shifcha, lo have kafin l'rabo l'shacharo. Kema d'sheves mia hoya yochol l'kayim. Afa agav the period of river l'mekayim b'hochi. Says in the Mishnah Gittin, that Mem Aleph, say one of a kid, Lo Tol Bara L'Sheves Yitzara. Fine. Seems at both sides. If a man has a wife who has no eggs, and for whatever reason they cannot get a Jewish donor egg, they can only get a non-Jewish donor egg, he fulfills the mitzvah of Sheves, which is a mitzvah rabba. Yemocha Sefer Torah. for the mitzvah of Shabbos. And there's no Easter at Tzaras Elevatola. Right? Rabosai, and Eved Ivri will be next week. Right? Mar is a Shivcha. Eved Ivri is a Jew. How can you live with a Shivcha? Hotzaras Elevatola. There's no Pru Ravu. The answer is the Shabbos. Yeah.
Clearly I'm wrong, but I thought specifically we don't use Jewish donors because of the long-term Malzeris issues and situations like that.
No, donor reg, I don't think there's any Malzeris issues. It's a different issue. Ach no se achoso. That a brother can marry a sister.
I'm saying which isn't the product of that.
That's a problem. A brother can marry a sister. It's a very major problem. There are ways out of it. Machon Pua, they have, you find out even if it's an anonymous egg donor, you find what the mother's birthday is. You make sure they don't marry from someone with the same birthday. There are ways of avoiding it. It's a good question. Excellent question. Rabosai, if a man is married for 10 years and no children, he can't go on that way. So you have to marry somebody else. Why? So the Shultas, Lo to baroi l'shemes yitzara. You know why? It says, "I know say isha and shal eschan velo yolda." Rabosai, well, if she had one child, there's something called secondary infertility. It's not so uncommon. She had one child, and somehow when the child came out, he wrecked the whole system. Now she can't have any more children. You see from the Mishnah, there's no need to divorce her. No need to take another wife. But he only had one child. You need a boy and a girl. The Shulchan understood from that Mishnah, that's not Puruvu, it's rather what? It's rather Shevis. The Tziv quotes on the Shulchan and explains based on what he said later on in the Shulchan. This is Yud Ches, this is Kuf Samach, hey? That fundamentally, Rabosai, the mitzvah Puruvu is to have one child. Shevis. Rabbi Nosson says in that Samach Beis, one child's enough. Even though we hold in the Zohar and the Keva, that's what we call the Chatchila. The Chatchila. But the Yevet, one is enough. So to divorce your wife, a second wife, is a big B'di Yevet. So the Yevet, once you had one child, it's enough. Rabbi Nosson, we've discussed so far, Mitzvah Puruvu, the Mitzvah Shevis. There's a third pasuk. First pasuk came from the Torah. Right. Who knows where it says the Shevis Yitzara? Anyone know? Shayel. Nevi'im. The third pasuk comes from Ksuvim. Babok Ezra Zarecha for the era of Altanah Chedecha. Where does that come from?
Yov.
First from Kohelis,
no?
Mishnah? I think it's Kohelis. That's my recollection. We know Pesukim from the Gemara, but I'm pretty sure it's Kohelis. So it says, "Hayel abanim biyalduso, yil abanim biziknuso." What kind of din is that? It says the Ramban in the Melchamis, "Lav takanti ela ken yishuv derech eretz." You don't force somebody. It's a mitzvah lechatchila. That's quoted the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. It's always been totally a sheer Baal Peh, a little bit b'ksav. Take a look over here. You have this in the back of your Makara sheet. It's the third from the last page. Let's take a look at whatever we have. Zion. Hoyel abonim b'yoso akum v'nisgayer hu v'heim arayz akim etzvesu. Bonang shu evet v'nishtacher lo. Because there's no yichus, I told you before, right? Same would apply to a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, according to the Michas Chinuch. Ches, avo pisha kiyim peri v'rivya, osto lama b'loisha. Okay, to say unmarried is not. V'tzorach shiisa isha bas bonim, imesh sipik b'yodo, filiash v'kama bonim. Why? Why? Why must you have more children? Why? Because the bokas is ra'az ha'recha, ha'tach yedecha. Says the Beis Shmuel Yudalit, the Riff and the Rambam and the Rosh, this is the Rabbanon. Ramban is a Chiyah with the Rabbanon. Ramban says, ain't Kofel Chuli Alba. Klo Takonahu, Elkein Yishev Derech Eretz and Machmir and Alav. Keep that in mind. Okay, this is important. Fine, at least we saw something. Now we come to the, I don't know if we have this, the very beginning of Siman. Yes, we have it. Previous page. Boss, Emma, turn. Oh, you have, I forgot you're not turning. You're looking on your screens. The page number is here. The fourth page from the end, if you have it on your computer or something. We'll say it about pen. Chayav kol adam liso isha kedei lifros v'livros. Okay, the first line of Shulchan Aruch, about the very first line. That's the Beis Shmuel. V'chayav livo b'chol ono afilu shehirshos es bala sheimonem onosa chayav livo b'chol ono ad shiilo bonim. Rambam, Tezvav and Ishus, and it's Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Ayin Vav. Mashma, Acha Shiel Obonim, Mahani Rishus Shalah, Afilum Yochel Oda Holid. Any other day, we know the Rambam Chilik Zeh. The Mahani Mechila Shalah, Acha Kim Puravu, the Mahani Kodem Shakim Puravu, the Afilum Kim Puravu, Mikom Makom, Chayav Lekayim Le'erev Al Tanach Yodecha. Aitz the Rabbonon. So what? You like Chanukah? It's also the Rabbanon. Yeah, the Megillah is also the Rabbanon. So it's the Rabbanon. What's going on over here? Great cash. It's a great cash. Obviously, it's a Chiyuv of the Rabbanon, not like the Ramban. It's just a mitzvah b'alma. But I have a shtickle Torah over here to say. My shtickle Torah. The Rambam, you would have expected to have quoted the pasuk which the Gemara quotes. You have to have more than two children. Why? Babokas ra'as arecha, v'lera batanach yedecha. Pshita, right? I read you the Rambam. Af al pi shekiyim odam mitzvahs pir v'rivya, v'y mitzuva midivrei sofrim, so yevotel milifas midivas kol zman shesh b'koach. Why? Listen carefully. Shekola Mosif Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael Ki'ilu Bona Olam. So, one could say, to answer the Kasha of the Beis Shmuel, as the Pischei Tshuva has right over here in front of us, those who have it, quotes the Birkei Yosef and the Chidah. Yes! Im kiyem puravu eno chayv livo b'cholono ele mishum le'erev atanach edecha sagi li'itim rechokos rak shlo yaniach legamre. That's the pasuk. Le'erev al tanach yedecha. Don't just stop completely. It's not required to try every time to have another child. She could be merchalim. I don't want another child right now. So again, before Puravu, Chaya B'Cholona. Kiyim? Ain't a Chaya B'Cholona. Lo Mishim Puravu, the Kvar Kiyim. For Lo Mishim Ona, Shekvar Mokhla. Le'er V'Tanach Yedecha, Mechuyah Be'ez Min Ha'itim. Al-Tanach, a very nice deal from the Lashon Al-Tanach. That's Pischei Tshuva's answer from the Birkei Yost. I want to say it's a different answer. Rambam changed the Pasuk. He has Kiyim Olamole. What kind of business is that? So they quote a Gemara in Misef the Yevamos. Call me Shein Osig of Piri Virivya Kilu Shofech Domin. And Sanhedrin of Flam Azayin, the famous Mishnah says, Masan Nevesh Achas Miyisrael Kilu Kiyim Olam Molech. So by definition, A, the associative law. Put it together, you put every new Nefesh as Bone Olam. It's the name of the organization. And that's the Kiyim Mitzvah Daraisa Puravu, which is a mitzvah gedola ma'od, it's not a chiyuv. If I'm right, Rabbi Osai, not only is there no chiyuv in a case we're going to try to have more children, just not every owner, as the Pischei Tshuva and Birkei Yosef, no chiyuv at all! No chiyuv at all! It's a very nice thing, kilu kima lemale, I'm not saying it's not important, it's very important, but you cannot call it a chiyuv. If the Birkei Yosef is right, to continue to try to have children, just al tanach yedecha, don't stop completely, intermittently, spacing. But according to what I'm saying now, it's in the Rambam, there may be no chiyuv at all. It's a nice idea. A nice idea, but not more than that. Fine. Now we have a Ramah. Hope it's here. See you soon. Yes, it's here. It's on the next to the last page for those who have the source sheets. Next to the last page. Watch this. Between the new wife, will have the children of her own from him, and there will be competition between the first family and the second family. You can marry an older woman who's postmenopausal, can't have any more children. That's what it says. Where did he get it from? Truma Sadeshin. Where did he get it from? A Gemara Yevam Basaf Mem Dalet. That even though Chalitza B'Mokom Yibum Ein a Mitzvah, if you hold a Mitzvah, you see it's Kodemis. So Chalitza is considered in the Kav Ein a Mitzvah. Nonetheless, you push somebody from Yibum to Chalitza, B'Shvil Kitata. Kitata is enough of a reason to push you from Yibum to Chalitza. And the erev al tani chedek is not a chiyuv gomer al chatchila. You push it aside mishum ktata. And here's my chiddush, Rebosah. The Ramah is referring to a person who was a widower, lost his wife. To avoid fights, he's able to marry a woman who cannot bear children. Both sides. What if having children will cause a fight with his present wife? Nobody died. Everyone's alive and well. He wants more children. She says, no. I'll bring it to the rabbi. There about Tana Chedecha. She says, rabbi, what do you want? It's going to be a fight. I don't want it. It's the same way as you shouldn't have fights. You're looking for a new wife. If you lost your wife, kavachomer, it seems to me, you shouldn't look for a fight, pick a fight with your own wife when she doesn't want to have more children. So therefore, it seems to me that le'erev al tana chedecha would not apply in a situation where the wife doesn't want to have any more children. Let's go further than that. I think we have somewhere in this source sheet, Simon Hay. That's more about the technical stuff, which is this packet is about. Let me just check my source sheet here. Yes, it's true. Simon Hay. Let's see if I can find it. I have to read things from the original when I can. A lot of pages here. Ah, found it. Those who have it, it's halfway through. It's hard to read. Simon Hay, Pisket Shuva, Yud Aleph. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Isha Muteres Lishtos Ikrin, Kedelisar Sachalotele. A woman can take a pill which will render her infertile for the rest of her life. If you can find one, you'll become an instant billionaire. Make sure to help the yeshiva. How about someone else? If you a billion would solve our problems, I think. At least for the moment. Okay? If you can find such a koz ikri in which one pill will render her infertile for life, she's allowed to do it. Birth control pills, you're sure, yeah, that's reversible in a month. But even if it's permanent, permissible. It says if it's chetshuva yud aleph, Chasam Sofer, Isha Mitzteres Bi Royon Veleda. Could she have a kosikrin? Said the Farish and the Ramoy allowed to, but others disagree. He says as follows: if a woman has not had any children yet, she should not drink this pill. Unless it's going to be very, very bad, Yerokon, Taleda, Vechadoma. Because the woman maybe also chayav in Shevis. Avon Kvokima Sheves, Koldu, one child. Sharya, I feel it without Sarah Klal. That's true if she's single right now. She had a child, she lost her husband, she's single. Or if she's married, as the Visu de Rabbi Chia. You know the story there? You know Yavamas? Maybe on the Maram HaKomas also. Yavamas Samachay? Yeah. What a great story. What a great story. Listen to this. The last few lines of Samachay and Beis and Besepti Yavamas. Tvisu de Rabbi Chia avalei tsar leido. So what you do? Shanoi mona. She changed her clothes. For us to the Kamede Abchia, she disguised herself. Now I guess the tzaddikim of yesteryear, the own wife, he didn't realize his own wife, she disguised herself. I like that. Omra, it's a mifkad apir of Rivia? A woman's chai for Rivu? Omra, lo. Told her the truth. Azil Ashtia Samba the Akrisa. She had this kosik and she drank it. Libesolfi Gloy Milsa, he realized it was his own wife. Oy, 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 he wanted to have more children, da 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 da. That's a Gemara. But apparently she did the right thing. She wasn't chayav, she allowed to do it. Why was she allowed to do it? Says the Chasam Sofer, Korn Pisgat Shum, Simenes, Korn Yud Aleph. Ubi Emeim, She Yochol Abal, Liso Isha, Lishto, Legasha, Balkocho. Vim Kenim, Humi Tuave Bonim. For all to the kind level, Tanachedecha, Yochalisa, Cheres of the Garish Zoo. So, in other words, she could unilaterally, without his permission, take the kosik ring. And he wants more kids? Two choices, man. Either marry somebody else, or you can divorce me against my will. Abolo idna digan cherim and negeshim or agola. So, you can do neither. You can't take another wife, and you can't divorce her against her will. Sricha reshus mi baila. O tisratza lekabel get me menu. On the Mehulena wrote, said the Garsha, he will not divorce her. For Gamal Hitin Lerishus, so now she's stuck. I'm not going to divorce you, and I forbid you from going on this contraceptive. Nearly. The Eina Mechuyevas, the Tsar Atzalam Neshibuda, Shemeshu Beres Labal, if this Tsar Godel, if he wrote Eina Mor, not Mechuyev. No. N-O spells no. She will do contraceptives. And he won't divorce, so he won't give her. Too bad, Charlie. Yes.
If this would be the case, is there grounds to say that she doesn't need to pay the Be'at Ketubah, or is it?
Be'at Ketubah, I mean, if he did divorce her, yeah. If it's her fault to break up the marriage, could be Petubah Ketubah. Possible. Good point well taken. It seems to me, Rabosai, this is not limited to a case in which she has a higher level of tsar leidah. Rav Moshe Zatshuva, that's also here. It's in Eben Ezer, I think it's here. Chele Gimel, I admit to not being a bucky in this source sheet, but there is a tshuva of Rav Moshe somewhere, I think it's here. Please. No, it's not here. It should be here. But Rav Moshe Shiva, I'll read to you verbatim what he says, because Rav Moshe, every word counts. Quote, V'yim kosher ha'ibu lefne ha'isha mitzat choli, v'af imrak mitzat chul shul bi'alma k'shuyosim istam nosh. She's weaker than the average woman. Yesh lahate mitzadzeh afalokiyem adayin puruvu michalusha lechaklos ezez man kotzer ashe tizchazek gufo. Even though they don't have a boy and a girl yet, she can wait a little bit until she gets stronger. She's weaker than average. The koshken shakiyem puruvu yesh lahate lechaklos gam ad sholosh shanim ashe tizchazek. Not only that, but she's a sickly woman. Even without any sakana, she just got sicker. B'kiyem puravu tuchal levatal beofense af the gamri. The mishul mitzvah shevas and ishim mishul bedes lebala This chalas mizeh yosef b'derek stam noshim. That's what the Chasam Sofer said. I want to say it's true that only in cases where the woman has a particular ailment, but any other circumstance where it's difficult to her to contemplate having another child. And I give an example of, she already has a child, we call him today, special needs child. That's the terminology today, which requires her full-time attention. If you have another child now, she's not going to go. You're not going to be able to do it. So in certain Hasidic communities, you know what they do? Satma, for example. They also have these kind of children. What do? They don't give up the child. You live in Williamsburg. Send the child to Monroe. And some there'll be an exchange program. Some of the Monroe will send to Williamsburg. And if the mother is not so overburdened with the special needs child, she'll have five more children. You know, they keep going. But if she's preoccupied, what will happen? I thought, we can't even imagine such a thing. Mother's going to give up her own child. It's not happening in our world. She's potter. Not only if she gets sick, but the child is sick. That child needs her full-time attention. I have to tell you the truth. The Rav Moshe doesn't agree with me. There's a tshuva against this. But I'm just telling you what I think. Now, you haven't here the Nishmas Avraham that you do have. Of course, the Chazon Ish. Saying what? Quote, I mean, the words are important. Achrei leida mutal ishtamesh b'kol amtsoi ha'miniya afilu kippah. Kippah is a pessary, a diaphragm. Hilaharchik es ha'knosa le'iron l'shisha chadasha matshana afilu im ein le'isha shum tzibuchim refuiyim yuchadim. No medical complications. Ki tchifus ha'leidos gam nechshevas esofik sakona. Wow. Chazon Ish had no degree. He was smarter than anybody. Because now, when I speak to experts in the medical field, they say the same thing. It's a good idea to wait between 6 months and a year before she contemplates another pregnancy for her own health and for the next child's health. Yes, sir?
The Chazon Ish is not here using a diaphragm for a certain amount of time after
the
first child?
Yeah.
But I mean, is there a time limit on that?
He's talking about 6 months to a year. That's with no complications. Stop, every woman. Frank of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Gam Achrei Leida Rishona. Even after the first child, hasn't that Puru Ravu yet? But if we're right with the Netziv, it's no Kasha. Because the Ike Puru Ravu is one child, Ike Sheves. So you can wait, in my humble opinion, you can wait for 2 years. You know, the Chazon Ish doubled all the shirim, right? He says, well, I'm using the Chazon Ish, I'm doubling the shir to 2 years. Where did I get it from? Because in the olden days, she would nurse for 2 years. And nursing, as we shall get to soon, was considered an absolute contraceptive. It's still true. If you nurse exclusively, it's a contraceptive. The reason why it doesn't work these days is because they're giving formula, another food on the side. After 2 years, in my opinion, you cannot be matter just like this. There are certain circumstances. We have to go beyond Tzar Gadol, as we saw in Pesachet Shuvah. She's not Meshubet as Labayla. I'm making another opinion of mine. The Shibud Labayla, the so-called Shibud Labayla, is something which is in some measure related to the explicit or more likely implicit understanding of the couple when they got married. If you get married in the Satma community, you expect to have double-digit children, if health allows. It's an expectation. If you get married, we'll say, in the Wayu community, that's not an expectation. So if somebody changes from Wayu to Satma, Satma to Wayu, the other partners want to go along, they're required to. Let's see, a guy that gets married from our yeshiva, and the guy becomes a satma chassid, and she has two kids, and she wants to wait a little bit. No. The Rebbe says we have to just keep having it. What Rebbe? I didn't sign up for this. But you're Meshubedes. I'm Meshubedes based on the original understanding. Kainer really. These things really happen. I will tell you that when I speak to couples in the prenuptial conference, I tell them that if you're going to have an argument between the two of you, whether you want to have another child or not, you can save the trip to me. Because no matter what happens, I mean, never say never, but in the average, you can save the trip. I mean, I'm passing in advance. She wins. In both directions, she wins. If she wants to wait a little bit longer, she wins, because she's not Meshubedet. She's allowed to take a space her children. That's the way it's accepted in our part of the community. Even after one child is born, with the Chazanish, with the Netziv. What if I can't? She wants a child. He says, I can't afford it. The tuition crisis. Guess what? Again, she wins. She wins. There's no money. Rabbi Sai, there's no money for one child. I'm telling you from experience. You can't afford even one child. What happened? I don't know. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. Man de yov chayo. You remember saying Rabbi Vajra, the whole truth about that. If you start worrying about money, you'll never get anywhere. Your hand was up? What's your question? No. Okay, let's go further. Now, Rabbi Sai is the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Lo yisa adam akara uzakena va'aylanus uktana shenirul leilet elam kekiyam mitzvah piri v'rivya." What? You understand very well. It's before Shem the Gemara. An akara, a zakena, an aylanus, but a ktana. Why can't you marry? Now, kedusha ktana is another story. We're not going to. That's a different story. But in the old days of the Chachamim, when they had kedusha ktana, why can't you marry a ktana? Says the Magad Mishnah, "Af al pishi bo lechlal bonim, hashtahu mechuyev, v'hilav bas bonimi." It's enough in the Tosefta. You shouldn't marry a ketana. Yivamas Perakhes. Based on this, it seems to me that when a couple gets married, the wife has no right to turn herself into a ketana. What's this, a time warp? Time clock. There are too many women who get married as ketanas. She's 21. Why is she a ketana? Simple. She's on pills. She became a ketana. A ketana can't bear a child, and a 21-year-old pill can't bear a child. A ketana in 3 more years will be able to have children, and so is she. She takes off the pills in 3 years. The equivalent of marrying a ketana, which is according to the Magad Mishnah, based on the Tosefta, based on the Rambam, is not permitted. It's chayav livel b'chol ona, k'de lifros for livros. Obviously, ona's not going to work if she's on pills. The same Rambam says, you're permitted to postpone marriage in order to learn Torah. I have to worry about money. And some want to say other considerations are the same as money, careers, and this thing and this stuff. And they quote a pot. What do you mean? It's mefurish in the Gemara, based on the pasuk. You know the psukim. Asha bona bayis, asha nata kerim, asha eres isha, derech eretz is first build a house, then have a parnasa, and then get married. So the Mem Dalet says the Maharsha, quote, "Mi sheyesh lo yasek aseder azeh nisishu b'achron." But if not, and I read you the words of the Torah Tamima on those psukim in Parshas Shoftim. Quote, "Mavuah midvarav, the rak mi sheyesh lo lahotzi al hakol yinog b'kaseder azeh." As the Maharsha said. There are people that they'll never have a house or a panos in their whole lives. They shouldn't get married? What? Ksuba samach zayin amid beis. Yosam shabalisa isha And they get married. You give the basic stuff. One room with a bed and a table and a chair, and that's it. Lo kinyan bayis, v'lo mata kerem, v'lo panosa. And this is found as well in a sefer called the Ezer Mikodesh. I think it's the last page, if I'm not mistaken. No, not the last page. Let's see if I can find it. Give me one more minute. I can read it from the original. I don't see it. The Ezer Mikodesh is a parish on the Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer in Simen Ayin Vov. Ah, the Ultra Post can quote it. That's the last Maramah, was Ultra Post. Maybe I'll be able to read it from there. Let's see. Whoa. Print is bad. He quotes the Ezer Mikodesh as follows. You mean to tell me, this is his Lashon. Otu oni she'ele b'mal afarnes yilodim. You put the mitzvahs I say the pruvu. What are you kidding? Impossible. You can postpone marriage for parnasa. According to many, okay, that's if you don't get married. But once you're married, you chayev livo b'chalona. Never said to the Rambam you can postpone having children once you are already married. What's the difference? Here's the difference. A person is not married, so somebody like, can't find the shidduch. Okay. So you don't want to get married because you want to learn more Torah? Okay. You don't have a living? No. Not so bad. Because the bittul is only b'shev al-tasa. But to get married and then not fulfill the puruvu with the owner b'chol owner, that's worse. It's b'kum vaseh. Oh. Now, Rabosai, there's another serious problem, which I want to discuss before I get to the details that you have in your packet primarily. There's a fear of having a child with a genetic disease. He has it, she has it. They didn't do Dor Yesharim, or why are you testing, open testing, and it turns out that there's a big problem. Now it can be avoided with IVF and PGD, another Rosh HaTavis. Pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. PGD, Rosh HaTavis. Pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, which means they do IVF. And then when it goes from 2 cells to 8 cells, they can take one of the 8 off, test it, and see if it's affected by the genetic disease or not. Miracles and miracles. But in those days, it wasn't possible. Says Ramesha, she's not Meshubedes Labala to have Chalila blemished children. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has a very interesting way of saying it, Mincha Shlomo. If the husband thinks that the tzar for himself and for his children is worth more than a chomesh min a chosov, he's potter. Your potter for mitzvah saseh, as you probably are aware of that, tefillin, tzitzis, you're not required to spend more than 1/5 of your money. To me, it's a pilei ployim dikar of Shlomo Zalman. Pilei ployim. As you will learn, if you haven't learned yet, when you have children, you'd be lucky if you're left with 20%. What kind of pay 20%? Children will take at least 80% of your money. I don't say Rav Shlomo Zalman. I never heard of a 20% patur from Puru. That's what he says in the Tshuva. I think you're potter anyway. I think you're not allowed to have such children. Rabosai, also the Tsar of the Yisrael, you're not allowed to cause pain to an existing Jew. How can you bring someone into the world that you know in advance is going to have terrible pain? Tesach v'chule. Oh. Yes.
Up until what point is that decision allowed to be made before it's considered you fall into the category of an abortion or something like that? Meaning, when it's still the 8 cells.
Oh, that's a good question.
Rebbe's saying that we can make that.
Anything which is anything. No. In my humble opinion, whatever's outside the body of the mother, there's no Easter of abortion. So right now it's not viable.
They do that testing before the implant.
Yeah, before the implant. Right. I both said before I get to the nitty gritty of contraception, which I want to say that there were some rabbonim, including very respected colleagues, who tell every couple not to have children right away. Why? Because they've been burned too many times with an early divorce with a child that makes life miserable for everybody, including some of the most horrific results that we've seen, where guys never get, and they get some kind of phony head to remarry. Crazy. Or if they're without that, they just had loggerheads for years and years. They were married for 1 year. They fight for 10 years about custody of the child. It's crazy. So some rabbis say, look, you should wait a year until they see that they're okay with each other. In my view, that's not acceptable. Even though I've also been in these situations, it's with the statistics are still rare. Most couples get along and they stay married. It's difficult for me to accept that we should mortgage the future of Klal Yisrael by postponing childbirth for every single couple for a year, because they're a small amount, they're going to have a child in the first year and then get divorced. People get divorced at all stages of marriage. I just don't think it's a proper thing to do. And I know many that they, for whatever reason, they postpone having children. And then when they go off the contraception, they try to have kids. Guess what? Doesn't go. It doesn't go. And now, 5 years later, they're running to doctors and all kinds of problems. And you are probably aware that the single most important factor in general, fertility, is maternal age. The younger the woman, the better chance of having a child. And to throw away a year or two or five, if you ask me, it's arrogance. Forget about halacha for the moment. It's arrogance. Who says you're going to be able to have a child? On the other hand, if they already have one child, I'm a big maker, a big liberal. I told you before, the Netziv with the Chazanish, want a space, Chazanish is up to a year, I will give you 2 years, and, you know, the Shibud is limited, depending on who you were when you got married, as I said before. So, yes?
In terms of Shibud, isn't there what to say that a woman expected her husband to be Ben Aliyah, to be able to grow, right? I think maybe we find the Chassam Sofer by Nida, right? Such a thing where you like became more Machmir. And so we can tie into, but Shibud, but in Hanami, she expected Ben Shabbat to.
That's Rachel Esther of Yakiva. No girl should ever marry a man expecting him to become Rabbi Akiva. I've seen too many divorces as a result. You didn't become Rabbi Akiva. You're crazy. I'll fix him. I'll make him better. I've heard this so many times. It almost never works. Yes?
So, the chiyav of Purva was on the men, not on the woman, right?
Correct.
So in the case of turning herself into a katana, so to speak, is she... what's going on over there? Is she preventing him from the mitzvah?
He's not allowed to marry her. Quote the Magma, she's not allowed to marry her.
Well, let's say they're married. They're married.
So she's not allowed to do that.
So what are we looking at over there? Is it a lav?
Who? No, chas v'sholom, lav. I don't want to overstate. I'm very careful on that.
Chas v'sholom. She's
preventing it's an him illicit postponement of the mitzvah of Pururavu.
So it's a kum v'aseh on her?
Well, if she takes the pills, it's a kum v'aseh on her, but the Kumbase is preventing his mitzvah of Pruvu, her mitzvah of Shevis, which the Chasam Sofer, she's not allowed to take a pill. He may be talking about a permanent pill, a temporary pill, but it doesn't make a distinction. So it's not supposed to be done. I'm aware that there are other Rabbanim disagree with me, and I have great respect for other Rabbanim. I'll just, before I get to the nitty gritty, I'll tell you one story, which I was asked to tell. I've told it many times before, but asked to tell it as many times as I can. So it goes back 40 years, probably by now over more than 40 years. A couple calls me up, a fellow calls me up. I hardly knew him. I knew him from summer camp. You know, we met each other probably on the basketball court or something. I knew him for a long time ago. I hardly knew him. He wanted to speak to me with his collar. Well, fine. Comes to my little office I had near my house. And I'm Motzoi Shabbos with a fine collar. They want to talk to me. What? Birth control. I said, I wish you mazel. I wish you bracha. You should have a built bias never be Israel. You don't want to hear what I have to say. No. We agreed to come to you, and when the Bible, you say no matter what. Okay, fine. So they come, they start talking, and it turns out that the woman wasn't emotionally ready to have any children. And one of the reasons was because the husband, I think, was a resident. He wasn't going to be home at night, and she couldn't contemplate, you know, being pregnant and alone at night. I listened carefully, and I said, you don't have to listen to me, but if you want to, in my opinion, that's not a reason to postpone attempting to have a child. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want you to have, you won't have, but you should try. I see she's tearing up. And I was mindful of the Medrash Rabbah in Bereshis. This is an old thing. It started with Chava Yemenu. If the other refused properly to eat from the Eitz Hadas, she started crying. And he gave in. So I learned from that, you can't give in to a little. I said, I'm sorry. So they left. Fast forward 10 years. I don't think I saw this couple in 10 years. I meet them at a yeshiva dinner. And they see me. Can we speak to you privately? I said, yeah. Go into a corner. Do you remember us? Yeah. Do you remember we came to speak before we got married? Yeah. Do you remember what we spoke about? Yeah. Reached into his wallet and pulls out a picture of five delicious children. And tells me as follows. When we left your house, went down to the car, my wife, then my collar, burst out into uncontrollable sobbing. Because she felt she just wasn't ready for this. But she had agreed, and they said again what I say. We want to thank you. If not for you, we would not have been zocha to have these five delicious children. They had more delicious children, and I met the same woman after another many years at some place. She tells me, yes, that she had the bris of her first grandson. Never would have happened so quickly if they would have botched it around. Please tell our story to everybody. Okay. With this, I complete part one of today's presentation, which we have to get into some other thing. And now we're going to get to part two. Part two is when contraception is permitted, what methods should be used. So, the birth control pill, not that long ago, celebrated its 50th birthday. And it caused what's known in the outside world as a sexual revolution, which means people can do znus all the time without fear of pregnancy. Sorry for that development, which impacts on everybody, unfortunately. But what about a firm couple? So Rav Moshe the Tshuva, Het the Gomer, you know, again, when we speak about birth control, we've spoken until now for the first hour about what I'll call errors of omission. The avoidance of fulfilling peruvu, whether done your diet is worse, shame otas is not as bad, as we spoke before. We're now going to discuss, are there any errors of commission, which is much, much worse. So Jamesha, a pill, is not an error of commission. It's omission. So omission depends if it's appropriate or inappropriate. That's Jamesha's truth. But he says, watch out for nida, because it stains. You would think that 50-something years later, they would have figured that out. I guess what Moshe gave it is, To this day, these pills for some women, not for all, have significant staining problems. That I sometimes quip, that's the ultimate birth control. You know, she stains through the month and they can't be together. That's, you do not believe in immaculate conception. We're both sides. Anyway, so but if standing is not an issue, and if the doctor allows it, there's still some contraindications obesity, high blood pressure, smoking. It's a contraindication of birth control pills. I mean, I'm not an MD. I know my limitations. That's what it says in the literature. And some women get terrible migraine headaches from it. So it's, again, it's just not tolerable. And some women don't want to play with their bodies. This pill hits the pituitary, for those who know a little about biology. It's not a Band-Aid. This is systemic. Okay. So the pill, when it's medically okay and it's appropriate to omit Puruvu, there's no issue of commission. That's clear. You will see that they talk about what they call the rhythm method. The rhythm method means that the couple should not be together when she is fertile, when she's ovulating. But there's an old joke about that. What do they call people who use the rhythm method? And the answer is parents. It doesn't work, especially if you have it with Taras and Mishpacha. Well, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. So forget about that. I can't recommend that. First of all, it's not healthy for the couple not to be together whenever they can. Secondly, they're going to make a mistake on the wrong side. It's just not, you can't rely on it, for sure not. Then there's something, I'm just giving you through a whole list of possibilities. Then, there's something called an IUD, intrauterine device, which was Scottish again, also quite a few decades ago. For reasons not completely understood even to this day, it prevents a child from being born. There were those initially who thought that you can't do it because it's an abortion. It means the child is implanted in the uterus and it comes out later. Number one, it's not true. It prevents it before the implantation. And number two, even if it were true, I think it would be okay because the IUD is there before. There was never a viable fetus. Anyway, but IUD is permissible. And in Eretz Yisrael in particular, IUDs were very commonly recommended by Rabbanim. But then they started a new thing called Mirena IUD. That's much more popular nowadays. The original IUD was made from copper, plastic. It had certain problems, causes heavy periods, and other complications. It is a brilliant idea of a Mirena IUD, which is in effect a hormonal IUD, which simulates the effectiveness of a birth control pill, but you don't have to remember to take it every day. If you miss one day, you don't know what it's going to be. Either you got a period or you come and have a child. And if you take antibiotics, the pills don't work. Whatever you do. If your wife has antibiotics, she's taking a pill every day, she can still have a baby. Somehow, I don't know how that works in the science, but it just doesn't. Interrupts. So the red IUD, they advertise that if there's no more period, oh, man. The Mayan Arabic says that one of the klolos of Chavei Menu was Damnida. So we're getting closer to the Mashiach. The Vilna Gaon says all the klolos are gradually beginning to lift. Everybody say, who here has a father who sweats and bangs with hammers and agricultural equipment to make a living? The Gaon says, that's also lifting. Now we sit with computers to make a living. That's no Zayas HaPech. Klolos are lifting. Anyway, it's just a side point. So it's not true. In some women it's true. After a number of months, they just see nothing. Many women have 6 months of straight standing with Mirena IUD and they go crazy. Just wait a little bit longer. But many women have what they call in Eretz Yisrael tipa chodshit, which means every month you used to have a regular period of Rosh Chodesh. Let's make it 15, because this is Tu B'Shvat coming up. So 15 she got, and now instead of getting a full period, she gets a drop. Every Tetzvah, Tu B'Shvat, and Shushan Purim, and Pesach Sheni. I'm just giving you the next 4 months, right? You gotta be current, right? She's a drop every one of those days. In my humble opinion, she's a Nida D'Oraisa. even though it's only a drop. But it's a pattern. That's a derech riyasa b'kach. Not only hilchos nida now, but since we're talking about merena, that's my view. Not everyone agrees on that either. Getting back, it's also an acceptable. The IUD, whether it be the copper or plastic kind, or whether the hormonal merena kind, are both acceptable. What else is left? Well, there's something called a spermicide, which is applied by the woman internally, and they chemically destroy the power of the zera. A fascinating dispute between the Gedolei HaPoskim. Some say, Het gamer. What's wrong? Others say, it's the worst thing. Spermicide, it kills the sperm. It's Hashchas HaZera. What do the Mechilim say? Hashchas HaZera is a figure of speech. The real prohibition is Hotzah HaZera Levatola, which as you probably know is derived, it's called in English Onanism. We call it Er Ve'onan. Disha Bifnim is Ria Bachutz. I think it's called coitus interruptus in the secular literature. So the same thing is true, because if there is a barrier, we'll come to that next, that's called matil zaro al eitzin val avonin. That's what we're going to discuss in a minute, the whole diaphragm controversy. So those who say the diaphragm is not allowed because of that reason, it's not hashchos zera. Here, the zera gets into the uterus, which is chemically destroyed. That's the whole machlokes between the Gedolei HaPoskim. Most people that I don't think it's permissible on the grounds that the Yisra is hotzah zera, not hashchos zera. But let's discuss the diaphragm right now. This is the source of many of the source sheets, source in the source sheet. It all starts with the Gemara. And the Gemara has, it's the very beginning of the sheet, Shalosh Noshim Mishamshas B'moch. It's here, Yevamah Stav Yud Beis Amid Beis. Ktana Muberes Umenika. The Chashash Sakona. Chachamim say, no, Mishameshas Kedarka. Min Hashemayim Yirach, Mishamim Soham Hashem. It's a double machlokas Rashi and Tosas over here. The first question is, what's Mishamesh B'moch mean? Rashi says, you put the moch there before Tashmish. That's as a paradigm, to some extent, for a diaphragm. Tosa says, no, you can't do that. That's Hashchos HaZera. Can't do that. We're discussing moch achar Tashmish. Those things are always, the plan B, they're always dangerous. It means after they were together, she's going to put in cotton and absorb all the zera. You can very well imagine that that would be 100% effective is unlikely. Only needs one microscopic cell to get in. But it works most of the time. That's machlokas number one. Machlokas number two, Rav Meir says, Mishamesh is Ramoch. Chachamim say, Mishamesh is Kedarka. What's pshat? Rashi says, Mishamesh means Ramoch. Mutaros. No, if a mayor says mutaros, the chacham say no. What do they hold? Are both sides figure it out? What's the opposite of mutaros? Asuras. Tos says no. Mishamsh means a chayev to avoid sakana. The chacham say it's mutar. But so far, there's no one who has both kulas. There's no one who has Rashi's pshat. The Mishameshes means Rabosai Kodem Tashmish, and Chachamim say Kedarka means it's not a Chiyuv, but it's still Mutter. You don't find that here in Rashi or Tos, but you find it in the Mordechai and in the Ritva to some extent. So when the diaphragm controversy came out, and you assumed that the diaphragm was like Moch, we'll get to that later, that may not be. Moch was simply, they filled the entire vaginal cavity with cotton. You may have heard about Moch Doch in the Hilchos Nida. That means that whole place is filled up with nothing to get through. So most poskim asked it because they couldn't find anybody to be matter it. But the Chazon Ish wanted to be matter it based on the Mordechai, the Ritva, who seemed to say that it's mutter, even moch, what we call kodem tashmish. The Mordechai seems to say so. In the first page of the Mordechai, a Masech the Yevamos. This is Yevamos Taf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Here in Simen Gimel, a brief citation. Mishamash b'moch pirish Rashi mutaras to shamash b'moch. Ay shanashim rasumish mashchas azera elu mutaras. Rabbi Natan says no. Tan and Islandis. There's no answer. Shanashchas azera derech tashmash b'kach. Hachanayim b'moch came in the derech tashmash b'kach. Ain answer before Shem the Mordechai. They changed the gears a little bit. That's a pashup shot. No answer at all. And the Ritva seems to say so, at least in the case, Rabbo said, listen to me carefully, at least in the case where contraception is approved by the halacha, there's no error of omission, there's no error of commission either. That's the long and short of the Ritva. It's a very long Ritva, and there are very beautiful footnotes that you have in your source sheet from the Rav Yafin, Zichrono Livracha. I read you the lashon of the Ritva, Bekitzer. What's Pshat Rashi? Shanoshim should be Mishamish, even though there's no Pdachai and Puravu, still. It's not the same as B.S. Tav Islandis. Tashim Moch, Lav Orach Arahu. When it's Moch B'Shas Tashmish, watch this now, here's a key line. Afilu Lididei Iko Yisura. Tavikim Mishamish, Alavonim Aleitim. Even for him? I would have said only for him. What's going on over here? Rashmi Rabbeinu 787 in the footnote. The moch b'shas tashmish yesh yosef svara to l'dida tiyasura mishiyosa l'didei. How can it be? He's more chayev, otzor azel v'tola. What's going on? You see from here that is a svar to say that Noch Meshash Tashmish is a surah, Rak Mishim Lasa Di Da, it's her Aveira. Putting Moch there, she is Mashka Sezera. Now, we think Mashka Sezera is when the man ejaculates in an inappropriate fashion. You say no? When she is destroying his Zera, that's a prohibition. This, of course, reflects to the spermicide we spoke about before. This is, according to this, it would be a problem. Oh, let's go further. Do you mean to say it's literally Eitzel Ma'avonim? No, can't be Eir V'Onan. No. Here it's different. The Marshal says so, Yam Shal Shlomo. Kevin Avi Derech Tashmish V'Guf Nedem E'Guf Eino B'Chal Ma'aseh Eir V'Onan. What's the proof? They were not matim in the Gimel Nashim to be dash b'fnim u'lohotzi b'chutz. And Reb Chaim Oizer quotes this. And if it would be Erev Onan, you wouldn't be Mata Gimel Nashim for Mitzvah's Onan. And then they prove it further, because the Ritvoyas against Rashi, less than 12 years old, she can't have children anyway, let her use Moch. One second. If it's Eitzel Ma'avonim, should be Yosef anyway. It's irrelevant whether she can become pregnant or not. Eitzel Ma'avonim. You see, no? So he says as follows. Hanochon, dechayavos deshamesh b'molchama, as Rabbi Natan said, upochos mikein v'yosef akein, einon, So over here, one second. Einon chayavos. Poma mutaras, poma masuras, kagon gadola. So what emerges is that the nature of the Yisr is preventing having children. Since she's under 12, she can't have children anyway, there's no Yisr. So I take this and extrapolate. If the rabbis say it's permissible not to have children right now, based on the klal we spoke about the first hour, then it's mutter to use moch. But if the rabbis say it's not appropriate, then it becomes not only an error of omission, but an error of commission, again, assuming that Darhim is like moch. Is it? So the Maharsham suggests no. Moch filled up the entire vaginal cavity, and the husband felt the moch, b'shas tashmish. But a diaphragm, they used to call it a pessary, which is placed all the way in, and typically the husband has no idea whether the woman is uses a diaphragm or not. That's much better, because the zera goes out as normal, flies out into the general cavity, and it goes. It swims. It's swimming. After it swims for, I don't know how long it takes to get per inch, the whole cheshbon, it's going to bump into a brick wall before it gets into the uterus. That's much later. That's nothing to do with moch. That's a very good svar of Shlomo Zalman. It's quoted differently on it, but I think that the correct version of it is that way. So therefore, a diaphragm is an option for those who don't want anything hormonal, and the spermicide is really that reliable in and of itself. But when you use a diaphragm, you're supposed to also use a spermicide. Because otherwise, something can get through. It's a barrier method. It blocks it up, blocks the entrance to the uterus, but you never know. So they use both together. If both are used together properly, no children are born. Is there a failure rate? Absolutely. Because some of them don't know how to put it in right. Finally, so basically, just to summarize until now, I'm a big machmir about contraception upon marriage. I'm a big makel once they have one child. And how you go about it, I'm also a big makel. There's nothing I said so far which is really a problem, except for moch proper, which no one uses anymore. Everything else, we can find a good heter for it. But here comes the exception. I'm sure you can all guess it by now. And that is A?
Condom.
You got it. Condom. That's the most common, I think it's the most common method nowadays. The man puts a condom on his aver, and the zera just never gets anywhere. That's a much, much more serious halachic problem. Because that seems, at first glance, to be literally al-eitzim al-avonim. It's not even going into the woman's body at all. She's going to take it out, the condom, and she throws it into the garbage can. That's a serious, serious problem. Is it any heter whatsoever? So some say no. Akshash sakana. So to wait till the sakana is over, we'll get divorced. What can you do? We were matir moch. Moch, according to some, is only usur abosai. Listen carefully, please. Is only usur for the shalosh noshim, because it's no real sakana, come on. But a real, real sakana, many poskim are matir moch proper. So therefore, there is some, if you assume that moch is also eitzav abonim. So those poskim would be matir moch in sakana proper, they don't require they should be porish. Mrs. Ona is doche. Might agree that even a condom is the same as moch, the old-fashioned moch. The sakana is the foshes mamish, there's room for to be matir. And there are poskim who say that way. And, if pushed to the wall, I might agree if there's no alternative. Maybe if you just wait a little bit, better not to rely on such a heter. But other poskim who say, for keret, every kula is a chumra. The poskim who say that moch is mutter because it's not considered eitzim avonim, that's the nature of the heter, then it's a little bit of a problem. Because in the case of the moch, it goes into the woman's body. Okay, to the condom, never even goes near the woman's body. So it becomes unclear whether that extension could be applied. It comes up now all the time. Zika. Zika, right? Zika. It's a problem. The doctors have certain recommendations. Is it a sakana, not a sakana? AIDS, Rachman al-Assan. It's my time. You're asking about AIDS? What kind of time do I have? Yes, I have doctors with a Khalilah pinprick somewhere in the hospital when they're scared that Khalilah Mechas have AIDS and take 6 weeks till the tests come back negative. What do you do for 6 weeks? There are cases where there's a chashash sakana mamish. So I'm not going to give a firm shock in these cases because it depends on who the people are, the circumstances, how long it's going to be, whether we should rely on the heter of a condom. But that's all that's going to work. Nothing else will work in these kind of cases. I guess a few minutes before, if we want to go downstairs to Davin, we have 2 or 3 minutes for questions. Yes, sure.
What role does finances play?
Okay. I told you before, in my opinion, you can't even afford one child. So if you're going to base yourself on finances, not have many children. Rabbonim have come to you. Rabbonim! They have 3-4 kids. Rabbi, I can't afford another child. Tuition crisis. I say, if that's what's stopping you, don't let it stop you. I'll testify to the tuition committee that it's crazy to expect Rabbonim to pay full tuition and prevent them from having large families. That's what's killing us. It's a tuition crisis. That's one of the main causes of the Aliyah nowadays. I kid you not. Tuition is free. You know why tuition is free? They do the right thing. Tuition should not be an obligation on parents. It's before Shulchan Aruch. The chiyuv to have a lamed tinok is on the community chest. It's irrelevant if you have children or not. The only community chest in the world that does it is the state of Israel. The biggest Tomchei Torah in the whole wide world. Any other questions? Okay, I wish you all should be have the bracha. Purim was said twice. It's a mitzvah and it's a bracha. I hope that by the fulfillment of Purim properly, all of you will be zochet to the fulfillment of the bracha. Vahevcha, veracha, virbecha, uveirach, privitnecha, uyebecha, akara, vakara. Amen, the Amen.